This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's Friday going for you?
Not so good. Not so good. We had, 2 days ago, we had twins born here, two little calves. And Mama wasn't really interested, and so we tried our best to get Mama to pay attention to them, and we found them about 24 hours after they were born, because Mama hid them in the woods, and that's what Mama cows do. And so they didn't get colostrum, and colostrum is the first milk from a Mama, which has the immune system components in it to keep the cows from dying. And so Mama just kind of pushed the cows away, the little calves away, and so we brought them home, and we have them in a pen, and we gave them supplements, and one of them just one of them seems to be okay. The other one just had seizures, and Mrs. Finelli and our son just raced them off to the hospital to see if they can save them. But that's what farming is like. And typically when we have twins, and we've had twins before, this isn't the first time, we've had twin calves born, and usually the one doesn't make it. Sometimes both don't make it, and it's rare that both do make it. So that's kind of what's going on. And you know, Bert, it's interesting. Greg Lesher was on hour number one, and we're talking about survival and things we have to do. And you know, people who are living in the city have no idea that this kind of thing goes on out in the countryside where farmers, you know, try to earn a living and try to protect their animals and try to take care of their animals. But yeah, that's it was kind of sad. I was you know, hour number one, Mrs. Finelli stuck her head into the studio, quietly came in, and I could see on her face that things weren't so good. And so I potted down my microphone, and I said, how are they doing? She said, one of them seizing. We're on the way to the animal hospital right now. So here we are. So,
well, Vince,
how are you?
Yeah, on that sad news, let's talk about something happy, the supply chain. Wait a second. Wait a second. I don't think that's so happy a story.
Well, all right, all right. Just since you mentioned the supply chain, okay. So, what happens when a mama cow does not take care of within the first 24 hours of her baby calf? What you need to do is give them colostrum, which is the first milk. And so, all you have to do is, you know, go buy it, and except it's not available right now. It's not available. Now, fortunately, we had some. But it was out of date. But we gave it anyway because there's, like, no choice. And also the farmers' supply stores are selling a supplement instead of colostrum. It's like, well, if mama's milk isn't real good, this has the vitamins and minerals and supplements, but it's not colostrum. Calves need colostrum in order to do well in their future years. So what I'm saying is, heck, you used to just go to the farm supply store, and how many bags of colostrum powder would you like? 50? 10? You know, you only need one, right? You only need one. And you give it to them one time, and it does the trick. But it's getting hard to get. So here we are. Here we are. And so, yeah, we're having trouble getting chips, meaning integrated circuits. We're having trouble getting wire. A roll of wire. A roll of wire, 1,000 feet long, that you'd use Romex, you know, it's yellow, for wiring your house. Used to, last time I bought it was $168 for 1,000 feet. Now it's $610. And it's price fixed between Lowe's and Home Depot. If you can get it. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, it's, and it's not just, you know, what's coming into Long Beach. It's pretty much everything. So let's take it from the beginning and what triggered all this and where was the cause. And I believe the cause was two events that happened, one after the other, and I'm not the first person to say this. I think we all know that, what caused this, but let's just go over that. So the first thing that happened is early last year, we closed down half of all our businesses, and it was pretty dramatic. We all went through it. So if you did not have something that was considered essential, your business was closed down. You were told to stay at home. You couldn't go to work. You couldn't associate with other people. You could, you know, maybe see your family. That was about it. You could go to the food store. That was considered essential. But pretty much half of everything was considered non-essential. Then the second thing that happened is to make up for people that, hey, I'm not getting my paycheck. You know, my company is out of business. They can't survive being closed down. So the government gave everybody money. They literally gave everybody money. And what that did is the first shutdown, obviously, and we're not, you know, it's not rocket science here, by closing everything down, that created shortages. Both shortages because things couldn't get to market, things weren't being built, cars weren't being built, things just weren't getting done, obviously. And then also there was less demand for everything. Then when the government started giving everybody free money, massive, and we're not talking, you know, a couple hundred bucks. I mean, we're talking $1 trillion in some of these bills, so hundreds or thousands of dollars a week. So that created an artificial demand, and you bought whatever you could find, and it created a huge imbalance to the economy. Probably the worst, not probably, the worst imbalance to the U.S. economy since World War II. And, you know, during World War II, we shut down a lot of private industry to devote it to military production. So that created some initial imbalances. In fact, you might remember from your parents, we had rationing going on during World War II. So anyway, getting back, we had this 1-2 punch. One, basically half of everything got shut down. And then two, an artificial demand was put in place by everybody having all this money. And that created distortions in the economy, not to mention things weren't getting built, things weren't getting produced. And it's still not unraveled. It is still a problem. We all thought the car issue would be solved in a month or two. I don't know where the rest of our class resides, how the car dealerships are, but here in my part of California, they do have some cars in the lots now, but they're all used cars. They're all used cars that the dealers have gone onto the open market to buy up. The new cars that are getting produced are being sold before they even arrive at the dealership. So they basically come in to the dealership, get prepped in a day, and the customer drives them home. So there's still no cars, no new cars really available at the car dealerships here. And why in particular were cars affected? Well, unfortunately, cars need a lot of electronic chips, and those chips take a long time to produce. And during the period last year when production was shut down, the companies canceled their chip orders. They figured, well, we don't need to order all these chips. We have something in place called just-in-time delivery. I'll get into that in the next segment or in a few minutes to describe what that is. But what happened is when they canceled the orders for the chips, chips, it wasn't so easy to reestablish those orders when demand all of a sudden picked up. In fact, in retrospect, they would have done better to never shut down production. Of course, they were ordered to shut down production because building cars was not considered essential. How we ever allowed the government to have that much control over our economy, I think economists and philosophers will be looking back for years to why we allowed that to happen. But it happened. And by the way, true story, out here in Silicon Valley, we do have an auto plant. It's the Elon Musk Tesla plant in Fremont. That's sort of the outskirts of Silicon Valley. And he did not close his factory. He left it open. He was threatened with arrest. He went on the production floor and said, when the police come, arrest me first. They did not come and shut them down. They allowed Tesla to continue building cars. The employees were happy because they were getting a paycheck and continuing to work. And actually, the county was happy because they continued to get the taxes and revenue that the business provided. So he stood up to them, but a lot of other people didn't. And here we are, and we're still in this mess. There's still ships off of Long Beach that can't get their products to market because all of a sudden there's this huge demand for parts and supplies and everything. And it just can't come back in fast enough to make up for everything that didn't come in last year. And there we are. And so what is just-in-time delivery? Well, that was basically a concept that was developed that you don't need to have a pile of inventory of anything because it's going to be a lot smoother and save you money if you have parts that come in and you use them the same day. And that worked great for 20 or 30 years here that most manufacturers had it in place, but it didn't work so good the last year and a half. And in fact, it was a disaster for the last year and a half. And again, in particular, it affects everything, as Vince, as you talk about daily on USA Purveyors, everything's affected. But in particular, computer chips were affected because the lead time is so gosh darn long to get a chip made. So we're nowhere near caught up in electronic chips. It's better than it was 4 months ago, but it is not solved. And here we are.
You mentioned Fremont, California. I was there, and I remember looking at the soil in Fremont, California, and it was rich. It was dark, 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 dark brown, real fertile soil. So correct me if I'm wrong. Are we not paving over some of the most fertile land in California?
Well, a lot of the soil, so I'm not sure what part of Fremont you were in, but a lot of parts of San Jose, Fremont, Sunnyvale, Foster City, so both sides of the South Bay were actually part of the Bay. And we've been, you know, if you look at maps from 50 years ago, the South Bay had a lot of water. In fact, people find this hard to believe, people here in Silicon Valley even. San Jose was a port city. People go, Bert, you're crazy. What do you mean a port city? You mean you had boats launched from San Jose? You know, like there was a dock and a harbor? And I go, yes, there was a dock and a harbor in San Jose. There was a port on the bay, which is no longer there. It's land right now. They fill it in.
Yeah, I remember the soil being rich and fertile. We'll be right back. I wanted to mention something about, well, the just-in-time inventory that I've experienced. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and I just picked up the phone during the break. And I called the animal hospital, and the calf is still alive, barely. And they've given him some meds. And there's a remote chance that the calf will make it. Here's what makes my blood boil. Absolutely makes my blood boil. We had this guy who is not even American. And he was put in the presidency. His name is Barry Satoru. In his regime, the Satoru regime, decided that farmers should not be allowed to have the meds that they need to treat their own animals. You have to go to the veterinarian to have these meds. Now, before his regime, we could have had these meds here. I could have treated this calf. Our son could have treated this calf. Mrs. Finelli could have treated this calf. We could have given him the injections, and we could have had it right here, right now, on hand. No. Thanks to that guy, that community organizer, we couldn't have the meds necessary to treat our animals. This is what happens when you have know-nothing bozos in charge. It's an outrage. You know, all you have to do, you know, I'm sorry to go off on this, but it makes me mad. I mean furious mad. We've got a guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, allegedly. He's there, allegedly. We don't even know if he's there. But he is certainly, absolutely, positively qualified to be president of the United States. You know why? Because all you have to do to be president is be 35 years of age or older and be a natural born citizen, period. You can be comatose and you're still qualified or could be qualified to be president of the United States. And that's what we have right now. It's an outrage what these people have done. They've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed manufacturing. Real just-in-time inventory. I'll tell you what that means. I used to work at an auto parts store back in the 70s. During the summers of after school and high school and during the summers of the college years. And somebody would come in, they'd say, do you have one of these? And it could be a water pump, it could be spark plugs, it could be any automotive part. And there was stock out in front, you know, there would be spray cans and lubricants and liquids, you know, for accessorizing your car and cleaning up your car and that kind of thing. But the hard parts were in the back. And so I would say, well, give me a second. Yeah, let me go get that. And I go in the back, and there would be, those spark plugs would be on the shelves in the back. The water pumps would be in the back. The exhaust pipes would be in the back. The mufflers. The starters. The batteries. It's all in the back. That's where the inventory was. Now, the inventory is on the truck, allegedly, heading toward the store. So now, if we want a heater core, we can order it. The pictures of the heater core that we can find on the internet from the store selling them don't match the actual item. They match the old version, the better version, the new Chinese junk version. That's what you end up buying. And so, over the last couple of weeks, you know, we deal with the commercial manager of this large automotive store. The chain store all over the country. They know us by voice. Okay? We talk to them every day. So our son got a call, how's it going? He said, not so good. Why is that? Well, because those last three heater cores that you sent us don't fit. The pipes are bent wrong, they're cheesy, they're thin, they're junk. And the message he got, and I told this before on the air, is, well, you ought to be lucky you got them. There's so many shortages in the auto parts industry. We're lucky to get junky, defective, poorly manufactured, soon-to-fail Chinese heater cores. The original ones last 20 years. The new ones, maybe 3 years, if everything goes great. And how long does it take to put one of these things in? Well, if you're working on a Mercedes, 11 hours. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, well, stating the obvious, if we made them here, we wouldn't be having boats lined up bringing them in from China.
So the boycott starts right here, right now. Okay? Bert and I will be right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record 4 times, died Thursday following a long illness. He was 82. Mr. Unser describes his favorite sounding engine in 2018.
Well, the loudest one that I ever run against was the Nova. The Nova had a sound that was unbelievable. I mean, it It was pure horsepower.
Jesse Smollett's conviction Thursday for lying to police about a racist homophobic attack came nearly 3 years after his plea was echoed by mainstream media and Democrat leaders as fact. It was actually a lie. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
But the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
He also said the Chicago Police Department was vindicated by the jury's verdict. Post-trial motions will be held via Zoom on January 27th, but no sentencing date has been set. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a report from D.C.'s National Guard commander, then Major General William Walker, says the Army's January 6 report describes events that never actually happened. Walker is now the sergeant-at-arms in the House. Texas Representative Republican Louie Gohmert told Newsmax yesterday that the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6 is a vigilante group that is out of control.
But they're going way beyond what they're entitled to. They really have become a vigilante group. They're out of control. They're wanting to use this commission to punish people that had nothing to do with what went on January 6th. And basically, the Democrats are using it as a political tool to come after opponents. This commission got in seizing documents, and what records did they get, and who cooperated to give away privileged, protected documents and information? We need to know how badly compromised this power-hungry group of Democrats have become.
The Texas congressman proposed a counter committee to investigate the alleged abuses of the January 6th commission. So far, the committee has subpoenaed former White House advisor Steve Bannon, personal director John McEntee, senior advisor Stephen Miller, and political consultant Roger Stone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fox it.
I know there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
What? Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
I just talked with Mrs. Finelli, and she's absolutely in tears. She's sobbing. You know, Mrs. Finelli's tough. She doesn't cry, you know, at the drop of a hat. But she does cry at loss of life. And, you know, we're, as I've mentioned so many times before, we're really on our own. And you need to get out of Dodge class. You need to get out of the city. You need to be in control of your own life. And I wanted to mention this, that if it moves, it moves on tires. And you might say, well, yeah, ships don't have tires. Oh, yeah? Well, what about loading the ship? Did the goods that got put in those containers on the ship, were tires involved? Of course they were. Most tires that are purchased in the United States are not made in the United States. Think about that. If we have to go to war, which it looks like we might, well, we don't have to, but it looks like we might end up in war. We don't make the things necessary to fight a war. We'll have to ask the Chinese if we could please have some tires so we can fight them. We'll have to ask the Chinese if we can please have some ball bearings, taper bearings, roller bearings, and oil seals so we can fight the Chinese. Think about that. And who brought this to you? This was brought to you by some of the Congress critters. Some of the best that money could buy. All of them. And the guy in the big chair, he's been playing this game for 50 years. So if you want to blame somebody, you can blame the plagiarist, because he's been involved in this for 50 years. He's the guy that's asking the media to please say nice things about the economy. If you can't figure out that we are in free fall, you're not paying attention. I'm not talking to our class. I'm talking to people who are not in our class. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and you mentioned China. So let's hope nothing happens with Taiwan, because Taiwan happens to be the largest supplier of chips to the world economy. And who knows what would happen if China took over Taiwan. In fact, would those factories even survive a hot war? I mean, they might be bombed or blown up, or who knows what might happen. So let's hope the best there. But the IC problem is just the worst of pretty much everything you need getting tied up on the docks. Now, the class might remember that, a couple of months ago, your buddy Joe Biden said that he was announcing 24/7 operations at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Do you remember that, Vince? He said, we're going to solve the problem. I'm going to allow...
He also said the shelves will be stocked by Christmas.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't know the truth. That doesn't...
They haven't engaged 24/7 operations because they can't hire the truckers and operators to man the operations 24/7, so they've never done it because they can't find enough truck drivers and warehouse workers. And again, that's because of the imbalance of the economy that occurred when we started paying people $500 or $1,000 a week not to work.
We have people who are in a general panic because they can't get Christmas trees and Christmas ornaments. Can you imagine that? Christmas is a made up day. And what it really means is celebrating the birth of Christ. It's as simple as that. It doesn't mean Christmas trees. It doesn't mean exchanging presents. Those are all add-ons by the marketeers, the international greed centered group. The synagogue of greed, if you will. Macy's, Bambergers, etc. Macy's, the parade is to encourage consumption. That's what it really is. So, class, just get back to basics. Get back to basics. Get your family together. Meet tonight and discuss buying that farm. You know, I'm a first generation farmer. I learned how to do it myself. You can, too. It'd certainly be better if you had some friends in the neighborhood where you're moving, but you can do it. And think about it. Get out of the way of the collapse. Get out of the way of it. Do you want to be part of it? Think about those people in Germany. And they said, you know, boy, it looks like there's going to be a war. I'm talking about in the 30s. It looks like we're going to lose everything now, but our family's here. So let's stay here. And besides, we have all this stuff. And we don't want to leave the stuff behind. So not only did they lose their stuff, they lost their lives. Think about that. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, in your part of Missouri over there in the Ozarks, I assume you do have car dealerships. Do they have cars in inventory? Can you?
No.
Field them,
well, they have them in inventory. Hey, I'll tell you what. 4 years ago, we looked at these dealerships and we're thinking, These guys have so many cars. You couldn't, if you said, I'd like to, could I test drive that one over there? They'd have to move 15 cars in order to get to that one because they're all parked in. There were so many cars. There was, the real estate was jam-packed with cars. It'd be like trying to fit five times more cars in a Walmart parking lot than there are spaces. That's what it was like, literally. So now they're spaced out. You could actually have an autocross in the car parking lot. There's so few cars there for sale. And they all have signs. And the signs say, we buy used cars. They all say that. Now, why do they say that?
That's the only supply.
Right. Right. And so it's like a double whammy. The vehicles that are available for purchase are used, but you can't get parts for them to fix them. Burton, this is no kidding. Class, no kidding. So 2 days ago, our son and I, we had a windshield replaced. We bought a new truck. It's a 1999 Dodge pickup truck, 1500, with a 318 engine, automatic transmission. Paid $800 for it. But it needed a transmission, and it needed a whole bunch of other stuff. So we worked on it, and we fixed it. And so we had a new windshield because it was sold without a windshield. Well, the windshield's cracked, okay? So it needed a new windshield. So we went to have that done, and the molding, the plastic rubber molding, peeled up. And so we went back and stayed outside while they worked on it outside. And they fixed it. And we're looking around, and they have this new, relatively new Toyota with bullet holes in it. It looked like it was in the crossfire of 30 caliber and 45 caliber bullets. Literally. Literally, holes in the back trunk, holes in the door, the windows were shot out. And I said to the guy at a distance, I said, those look like bullet holes to me. I've never seen bullet holes in a vehicle like this. And he said, yeah, it's from the city. So some unsuspecting buyer is going to buy that car because that was dropped off by a dealer who bought that car with the bullet holes in it. That's how low the market has fallen. So, yeah, I'll take the one. That's all right. It's, you know, y'all fixed the crack in the engine, right? You know, where the bullet hit it. It's okay, right? That's where we are.
Well, you know, for a while, Toyota had a supply of cars. And you might remember back, you know, let's say early summer or so, you could go to a Toyota dealer and they did have a supply of cars because Toyota had a supply of chips and microprocessors that they needed. So they, who knows who, somebody maybe smarter than most at planning for procurement of Toyota, they did have a emergency supply, or let's just say a large supply. But what they didn't do was when the shortage hit, start increasing their orders. They thought it would only be a month or two, so no problem, we got this reserve supply. And they didn't increase their orders otherwise, which they should have, because now Toyota is shutting down factories as we speak because they've run out of chips. So it's just a total mess out there, and we'll see when it gets solved. It will get solved. We have new larger wafers being built at the integrated circuit factories, but there's a long lead time. It takes time to fab the wafers, to make the chips, to test the chips. There's a shortage of machinery used to test and manufacture integrated circuits. It will be solved because that demand is causing investment, but it's going to take longer than expected to solve the chip problem.
Well, it's supply and demand. So if you can't make them, you kill the buyers. That reduces demand.
Well, and the demand for autos is going to be there because people need replacement. So, you know, there will be demand for autos. Maybe not for other things, but for a lot of things we will have. So we're going to have dislocations in the economy probably all through 2022 as we work through all this. And we'll see what happens, but there's still row of boats outside Long Beach. That hasn't been solved. So we'll see what happens. But,
Kathy asked me. Kathy, USA Prepares Instructor Kathy. She was on yesterday with Sharon. She asked me a couple of years ago what I thought, how long the supply chain would be broken. I told her 20 years. That was the time the government was saying, oh, this is just a short-term thing. It's going to be fixed right away. You know, it's just no big deal. This is just a short-term thing. What I'm telling you, class, is you cannot believe a word that the government says. Now, don't believe anything I say either. Do your own research. But that's what I told her. I told her 20 years. Sure looks like it's going to be 20 years to me. Because we don't have people who know the product line that are selling the product line. What I mean by that is if you call somebody at one of these stores and you want to talk to the electrical department or the plumbing department, you can say, I'm looking for a 3/4 inch PVC ball valve. Do you have any? They don't know what you're talking about. And you're already in the plumbing department. Or if you call the electrical department of one of these big box stores and you say, I'm looking for a gangable metal box, single gang box that's metal, that is gangable, so I can take out the one screw and remove that one plate and put two or three or four or five or six of them together. Do you have any of those? That's a common part. But they don't know what they have. Because they aren't interested. They aren't interested in learning. It used to be that a man could get a job or a woman could get a job and they would stay with that job for years and years and years. I'm talking about a sales clerk. I'm talking about Mrs. Meeks, who used to be at Lord & Taylor when my mom would buy me a shirt. And Mrs. Meeks would say, hey, Vinny. She knew who I was. She had been there for years and years and years and years. And a guy named Channing, he was in the electrical department of Sears. He had been there for years and years and years. It was a career for these people. They loved it. And they knew the products and the product lines and how to help the customer. Not anymore.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Bertonis is with us, Silicon Valley, patent holder, researcher, design engineer. Bert, what are the lessons to be learned?
Well, one of the lessons is we need to think through the so-called just-in-time delivery method. And there's nothing wrong with planning the flow from procurement through manufacturing, quality assurance, but we need to think through worst-case scenarios, and that obviously was not done. And I'll just give you one example. For instance, you'd say, well, okay, you can't get the given part that you need. And this isn't even only chips. It could be diodes or power transistors. If you want to substitute a part, the current bureaucracy, if you want to call it that, in qualifying a component in the auto industry is up to a year. So literally, if you go buy the book, it could take a year to substitute one transistor for another in your production line. Now, because it's private industry, they can change that rule, and you can bet that there's managers on the line saying we can't wait a year to get this power transistor that we can find, and it's available. It's in a warehouse. We can use them right now. We just need to qualify it in our circuit board. They're short-circuiting that, but this is going to change the way we think about manufacturing for a long time. The other lesson is we don't have enough workers in the right field. And, you know, this is something Mike Rowe talks about on his various TV shows. We have people coming out of college with degrees and who knows what, but we have millions of open jobs in the economy now, skilled jobs, high-paying jobs, that we cannot find anyone to do. This is the most unbalanced job economy that I've ever seen in terms of all the job openings and not being able to fill them.
You know, as you're saying this, I was thinking about some of the failure points. And so in General Motors vehicles, we've seen a rash of failures. This is just connecting the dots, exclamation points class. So when you turn on the headlights in a General Motors vehicle, there's a switch for that. You usually use your left hand to the left of the steering wheel. So you turn on the headlights, and the failure rate seems to be, or the failure point seems to be 8 to 10 years. At 8 to 10 years, these things fail. So all you have to do is buy a new $40, $50 switch module. They last maybe 2 years. So this, if you thought of having a 1960s model vehicle, and I do, I have two of them right here at the farm, made by American Motors. The light switches still work from 1968, but at 2012 GM truck, no. Now they fail, you know, 8 to 10 years, and the new parts may last 2 years. So we have a heating system, and it's an outdoor wood furnace, and it relies on a circulator pump to circulate the heated water that's heated with wood. This thing looks like a storage shed with a chimney, a metal storage shed with a chimney. And so we put wood in it. The wood heats the water that circulates the firebox, and that water circulated underground into the house, and it goes through a hydronic heating system and heats the house. But it relies on a pump, a 1/25th horsepower pump, let's say, or 1/5th horsepower, I should say. And they last between 18 and 24 months. Now, we will be absolutely without heat when the next one fails. So what did I do? I bought 7 of them. Because I know in my mind that this supply chain disaster, engineered by stupid people in the government, reckless and careless people, unknowledgeable people, that this is going to be 20 years. So I tried to get 20 years worth of parts. And then I have repair parts to repair the replacement pumps. So I've got 20 years worth. Did I want to spend that money? Absolutely not. And what if the firebox rusts out? Well, I bought used steel, quarter-inch steel plate. And I bought the welding wire to weld it all back together. That's how bad I think it's going to be, Bert. I really mean it. And you've been here. You see how we live, right? Am I making this up? Do you think I'm making this up?
No. I mean, we all have to become more aware of what it takes to sustain our homes, our farms, our factories. And we need to do a much better job managing the supply chain. I think that somehow that art got lost in the confusion of the pandemic. And we also have to figure out how to get our workforce trained in, you know, people that want to go on in life, in their career, working in a career that is needed in the economy. And that takes some time to balance out, you know, supply-demand. But welders are earning a lot of money right now. So are truck drivers. So just throwing that out.
I was a consultant for a school district, actually many of them, and what they were doing is they were abandoning teaching plumbing, heating, wiring, framing, roofing in favor of Microsoft Office and CAD drawing.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.